This woman called Lee Magic, who came in and did the usual thing that black women did, which was to clean the house and so forth, so that I wasn't doing that. And the first day she came, I had these two little children, you know, eating lunch, and so I insisted that she sit down and eat with us, the three of us. And she said, "No, ma'am," you know, she was just so nervous and anxious, she just couldn't do that. And I turned my back on my children and said, "Lee, I know that you and I have been in a lot of society where white people and black people didn't eat together. But I don't want my children to have to grow up with that custom and then have to overcome it. And so I know, even though it might not be comfortable for you, would you do this for me?" You know, and she sat down and ate with us, and she was not comfortable, I'll tell you. But Alan was in school, and he brought home measles, and Mary Ann was just a toddler, and she got a bad case of measles. And one day, she had fever, and my husband was off somewhere, as he always was. And Lee came to work, and Mary Ann was waiting for her. As soon as she got in the house, Mary Ann lifted up her arms and she said, "E, pick me up. E, pick me up." And so Lee said, "Well, I know you need me to clean and everything." I said, "The most important thing you can do for me today is to help her feel better. And, you know, if she wants you to rock her, you just rock her. If she wants you to sit on the sofa and hold her in your lap, that's what you do today." And so she sat in that rocking chair, and she rocked and rocked and rocked and rocked. And then after a little bit, Marion got to feeling better, and she came over and sat by me on the sofa, and we read a book and that sort of thing. But that was maybe a personal conversion. You know, I just thought, I've got to stop this right here.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that your views on race and your involvement in the interracial fellowship group positively affect your children's outlook on race?
Oh, you bet. Mm. You bet. And Lenny McAdams lived on Cook Street, and she and her husband, and my husband had helped her get the funding to have that house moved, and it was moved there. And so I took Alan to play with her little boy. And her little boy was 7. And Noby was 7, and Alan was 5, I think. That was it, rather than the other way. And they were just playing in the afternoon. And so I picked him up, and he had a good time. And he said, "Mother, why are these terrible houses? You know, all these houses around here on Cook Street." That's right up from Mount Pilgrim CME Church. And I said, "Well, because," he said, "their house is really nice, but all around it, just look here, you know." And I said, "Well, Alan, dark people can't live wherever they want to. They just have to live in certain places." And he just went into shock. And he said, "That's, dark people can't live wherever they want to?" And I said, "No, that's the rule and the law, and, you know, that's the custom." And he said, "That is so bad, you know, so bad." So, you know, I felt like at least he could see that right then, you know, the context of where he had grown up. You know, that was really important. That was like, "E, pick me up." And of course, E was going to sit down and eat with us, whether she wanted to or not.